We're up to Pidum Beis in the bottom of the page, and we'll just quickly go over the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says, Ha'oimid. The Mishnah has three stanzas. Ha'oimil, if a person says, we're learning the way that I learned. La chulin, which means not chulin sha'oichalach, it's a double negative. What I eat by you will not be chulin. So what will it be? So you have to work out. You can deduce when you infer what he meant was that I will, whatever I eat by you will be kosher, which means I cannot eat by you. Or he says, loy kosher, or la kosher, it's not going to be kosher, but I eat by you. In other words, what will it be? Treif. In other words, I won't be, or it'll be a carbon. Or veloy dochi, it won't be toy. In other words, what will it be? It'll be tame, therefore I cannot eat from it. And all of these are anadarim, and we infer. These are all by inferences. Or with the Rambam, goydis la toy, also not toy, but what will be tummy? So that's first stanza. In all of these cases, we infer from what you're saying that it's no good, and I cannot eat from it. Second stanza. Now you're directly saying that this bread should be tamei like that, or noiser, or pigol. These are three things of Easter, and you're comparing whatever food you have in front of you compared to these things there. Usas, directly usas. No here for cat. You're saying, yeah, it should be like that. That's direct. Number three is, I'm talking about, now these three didn't, tamei, noiser, pigol, all have to do with kabanas. We learned in the beginning that a neder has to be tied to a carbon. These are tied to a carbon. It's not, you didn't say the words carbon, Lashem, but it's close enough, because we know what noiser is, leftover, or pigol, if you had the wrong thing in mind when you shechted it. So therefore, or tamei, which all to do with kabanas, so therefore it's obvious he meant. Didn't stanza number three. You said things that you make kabanas out of, but really there's no iser involved here at all. Just relates, some kind of a relationship to kabanas. Here you have to add the letter chaf. Ki'imra, like a sheep, which you use for carbon. Kidin, like a pen, which you use to hold, store the animals. Ke'ech, like the wood on the mizbeach. Ke'ishin, like fire on the mizbeach. Ke'mizbeach, ke'heichel. Ke'ishalayim, that the kabanas they bring in shalayim. Nodar b'chol echad mekom b'sham shemmech. Or you said anything that you use in mizbeach. And you have to use a letter chaf. Afa pishalay hiske carbon. Harei zanedek b'carbon zanedek carbon. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, ha'oimer Yerushalayim. Look, Rabbi Yudah said, if you just say Yerushalayim without the chaf, it's not good. You have to add a chaf on all of these, because with, to say that it's that. Well, I'm trying to make it aser. Try to make it aser. Okay. Vayte the Gemara. Because if you don't say that, no. That is bread. You're holding a piece of bread. You say, yeah. No. It's aser. It's a nether. Don't do with carbon. But you're comparing it to carbon, so the Easter is chal on this. Okay. Let's focus on the first stanza. We thought, my lechulin, what's pshat in the first stanza of the Mishnah? It shouldn't be chulin, loy lechulin lehever. What are we trying to say? It shouldn't be chulin, ele carbon. It should be a carbon. By inference, you're saying it shouldn't be this, or what? So therefore we figure out. So what should it be? The opposite. So lechayda, you want to use inferences. It's not so simple. Mani mas nisi, and who's the author of our Mishnah? Lechayda, we have a machleik, is if I give you something on a condition, do I have to spell out, and if you don't meet the condition, it doesn't happen, or it's enough? You understand? If you don't, you don't. Can we automatically make an inference, or do you have to spell everything out? The Meir learned from the Seres HaShvati, from the 2.5 Shvati, we went Eivor HaYarden, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you will cross in front of the Eden, then you will go and fight the war, then you'll get to Eivor HaYarden. And then he spelled out, but if you don't, you won't. So Moshe Rabbeinu spelled it out. So the Meir learns from there that every Tanai has to be Kibnei God, Kibnei Reuven, it has to be a Tanai Kofel. You have to go back, you have to spell everything out. There's no inferences. Even though the Gemara says in other places only by Dini Mamanus, this has to do with Dini Mamanus, because you're taking bread and you're asking it.
Probably the only way is if you loan an article to somebody and you expect them to be careful with them, keeping that you don't have to.
No, they don't have to give the Torah says. They're laws. That's right. Mani mas nisim, who's the author of a Mishnah? Ida meyer, lechayda less, and generally a Mishnah without a name is a meyer. It can't be, because lechayda meyer does not agree with mekla lavaj mehen, he doesn't believe in inferences. What's going on? It's not me learned. Must be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues a meir. The problem is the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim without a chaf is nothing. That means if Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying the last line, who was speaking till now? Couldn't have been Rabbi Yehuda. It must have been somebody else. Who? Rabbi Meir. How could a meir argue himself? Amos say for Rabbi Yehuda, Amir ha'Amir Yerushalayim lamaklum. Right in the middle of Gemara, Midas say for Rabbi Yehuda, says the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda begins, not Rabbi Yehuda. So if it begins Rabbi Yehuda, who could it be? Or Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir doesn't believe in inferences. You can't make a deduction. This isn't. So therefore, we have to figure out, but what is it? Rabbi Meir doesn't believe in this. What is it? You have to spell everything out. answers the Gemara. You're right. Kula Rabbi Yehuda, in the time Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do believe in inferences. When I say it's not chulin, what did I mean? I meant hegdish. So yeah, hachitani. Share Rabbi Yehuda. It's not an argument. That it's all Rabbi Yehuda. That if you say you must say ke imra, you must say a chaf in front of every word. The third stanza of the Mishnah. You must say a chaf in front of every word when you talk about an animal or like wood or anything else. You have to say a chaf to tell us you're making an edir. Like a carbon, something to do with a carbon. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says if you say Yerushalayim, it's word meaningless. You have to add the chaf like Yerushalayim, which means like the Kabbalah Yerushalayim, this should be Yasser. So it's all one Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you said Ki Yerushalayim, I'm asking another question. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ki Yerushalayim, he meant it's a neder that this should be Yasser like the Kabbalah is brought in Yerushalayim. The Chi Ka'ama Ki Yerushalayim, Yudim Mitzvah Tan Yelent Nabarai, Sabiuda Aimer Ha'aimer Ki Yerushalayim Lamaklum. Yerushalayim means nothing. Adchi yodeh bedover hakarnav Yerushalayim. You got to spell out and say, not like Yerushalayim, you got to say like the Kabbalah Yerushalayim. Says, well, you're right. Kulu Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, but v'terei tanoi li Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah holds Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you say Kiddush Lime, we know exactly what you mean. And all the cases before Kim, it's all Rabbi Yehuda, it's all I made here. And therefore, the beginning of the Mishnah, we say we go by inferences, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That braisa that says that even saying a chaf doesn't help because it's not clear. What do you mean like Kiddush Lime? What's like, this bread's like Kiddush Lime, what does that mean? You mean like the walls in Shlime, the streets in Shlime, the hotels in Shlime, or the Korban in Shlime? We don't know. So therefore, the braisa holds, you have to spell it out. Tanya, we learned, if you learn the following, it's a very technical thing right now. Tanya, we learned, if you say chulin, ha chulin, ke chulin, if you start this preamble, either chulin, or ha chulin, or ke chulin, and then you conclude, either bein she oichalach, or bein shaloi oichalach, whether you say, chulin, what I will eat by you is chulin, so it's clear, I mean, everything's mutter. Or whether he says, bein shaloi oichalach, I won't even mutter. Why is it mutter? Because as if you're saying chulin, chulin is what I will eat for you, and other things I won't eat by you. I belechayit. It sounds like chulin shaloi ochlach means I will not eat by you chulin. What will I eat by you hegdish? So lechayit, it should be a valid neder. This brayse goes according to Ramei, who says we don't make inferences. You didn't spell it out. You just said what I won't eat by you. It won't be chulin, but I won't eat by you. You don't automatically infer, so therefore, what I eat by you will be what? Hegdish, that's an inference. Rav Meir doesn't believe in inferences. So this braisa is Rav Meir. But then it continues, what have you say? Lachulin. If you say not chulin, sha'ichlach that I will eat by you, also, now lachayda, why is it also? I said not chulin, I eat by you. So what is it, what I eat by you? Hegdish. That's an inference. That is an inference. So why should that be also? So that's why the Ran says we're not great is this line. Because it doesn't fit into Rav Meir. The words, la chulin sha'oichalach, also the Ran says take it out. Then you continue. La chulin lo'yoichalach, not chulin. I will not eat by you mutter. Why is it mutter? Because this is how we read it. It's not chulin. In other words, it's haggish. And therefore, I won't eat by you. Therefore, I won't eat by you. It's not chulin. And what do you call it? And I don't eat by you. So again, it's an inference. And because it's an inference, I made hold, there's no inferences. So it's mutter. Again, it's mutter. It says in Gemara Reisha, I don't understand. The beginning of the Braise says, I may eat the less of a college mehain. The beginning of the Braise says, why is it mutter? Because even though that inference it should be hegdish, we don't believe in inferences. Aim a sefer, look at the sefer, it says, la chulin, if it's not chulin. No, it's a double negative. What are you saying? Not chulin. I won't eat by you. So those, what will I eat by you? Yes, chulin. No, I will chulin. Not chulin, I won't eat by you. So it's a double negative. So what's a positive? What will I eat by you? Chulin. So therefore, there's no neder. Who says that? That's what people who believe in inferences. That is Rabbi Yehuda. So how can the beginning of the Braise be the main and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Ey, must say for la chulin la eichel mutter mutter. Why? What Tanan? We looked in the Mishnah. If you say la carbon la eichelach, no carbon. I won't eat by Rameir. I say because you don't believe in inferences. So what you well, the part of what you said was you're not going to eat by. So therefore, if you don't believe in inferences, what are you saying? According to Rameir, when you say la carbon la eichelach, you can't say what I meant was. So therefore, what I will eat by you is it's not a carbon. I won't eat by you. And what I eat by you is mutter. He said, what does it mean? It means. Why? This is what he's saying here. La carbon, it's a carbon, and therefore I won't eat by you. So we see lechayda the kashlan. We ask the question: how less the kashlan mishmei? That's what the Braise said in Mishnah, and we ask the question: how can it maybe the one saying that lechayda doesn't believe in inferences? And Baba said because I believe in inferences, we reinterpret his words. Nase becomes Ka'emer. He says like carbon yehe, not that it shouldn't be a carbon. Forget it should be a carbon. Leficha lechla. We add the word therefore in between. Not a double negative, but we add the word therefore. Since he doesn't believe in inferences of Kodameir, everything is spelled out. We're going to assume you spelled it out. How did you spell it out? And you said this will be a carbon, and therefore I won't eat by you. That's why it's a valid neder. No, so if you go back to the Braisa where you say, Hachanami, Hachikamle, this is what he said. Loi chulin lehevi, when he said not chulin. According to the Mei, since we don't believe in inferences, this is how you're supposed to read it. It's not chulin. What is it? It's not chulin. It's a carbon. And therefore, I won't eat by you. And therefore, I won't eat by you. So why did the Braisa say it's mutter? So we answer you right. Hai tana sovala kirame bechadla pala bechadla. He agrees with him in one thing, he disagrees with him in one thing. Sovala kirame bechadla. He believes in the very first case, the less limit kalabish man, you don't make inferences. In the case of carbon, he doesn't believe you reinterpret his words. He said you don't believe you reinterpret his words, and therefore it's asa. Rav Ashi says a different answer. You thought he said lachulin, which means not chulin, and then it's a double negative and you have to make inferences. Read it with a shva. Lichulin. It should be chulin. And therefore it should be chulin. That's why it's mutter. And this that he said, loy chulin, the mashma loy leve chulin, elik a carbon. And this that he said, not chulin, that is mashma not chulin, only a carbon, that's another case altogether. So therefore, it could be like a mayor, instead of reading la chulin, read it li chulin, tu chulin, instead of reading not chulin. And therefore, it has nothing to do with inferences. Okay, very pedantic. Yeah, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, the second stanza in the Mishnah was as follows. Tohoy. The Ran says you take out the word Toy because Toy belongs in the first stanza because Toy has to be a lamed in front, a lot of Toy, so we're starting from Tomei. That's how the Rambam learns also. Toy. Okay, Tomei, Noise, Pigle, Osset. Here you don't have to say like, there's no not, it's Osset straight out. Why is it Osset straight out? Because these are all things which are Osset from a carbon, which is something that you created the Isset. And Dover Hanodot is if you matter the Dover Hanodot, so you're saying this bread should be Noise. That's what he said. So we say that it's considered, it's like a Yad. And it is a neder.
Isn't nice an iser?
But it's part of a carbon which you made, and the carbon is a davar hanodur. So therefore, what are you trying to say? You're trying to say it's going to be like a carbon, and therefore it should be like a carbon. Therefore, you're right. Nice itself is aser. But when you look, when we say nice, we don't think you mean nice. Exactly. So we look at the iker, and we say the iker is, well, a carbon. And therefore, your bread now becomes aser. Now the Gemara will analyze further. Your question. If a guy says, Hare Olai, I want that this piece of meat here should be kibosa zivche shlomim, the meat of a carbon shlomim, la'achas rikas damim, after you spray the blood. You spray the blood.
So now,
once you have a carbon, you spray the blood, you're allowed to eat it. I want that this meat should be like the carbon after you spray the blood. So what's the shayla then? There's no nothing else here. But there is, mao. When he says that kind of expression, he means it right now, and right now it's mutter, therefore it's mutter. Or, if you want to ask a question, if that, those exact words that he said, I want this meat, piece of meat, it should be like a carbon shlomim after you spray the blood, so what's he saying? I want it to be mutter, so it's mutter. Well, what's the shayla here? We'll soon see. Ella, the you have two pieces of meat here. One piece of meat of a shlamim and one piece of meat of flesh. So now that you're putting the contiguous, it sounds like you really want it to be like this carbon. So now we're trying to understand what you meant. You just said this should be like this. You didn't spell out, I want it to be like a carbon after spraying the blood. You just said this meat should be like this meat. But the thing is, this meat here happened to be after spraying the blood. It's mutter, lepoil. But it started out as a carbon. So what did you mean when you say zekazeh? Be kodeka matris. Do you mean what this meat came from, which is a carbon shlomi? So this meat, new meat you have, should be aser, or your hegdish should be aser. You're making a neder. So you mean it should be? You can't make it hegdish. You mean it should be aser? And not behetedeka matris. So you meant no, in its current state, which is mutter. You already asked the question. You both had a question. Even if you say it's after spraying the blood, there's still restrictions. For example, a tomatic person can eat it. For example, the chazei b'shoy can only be eaten by a kohen. There are restrictions. So the Ran explains beautifully. When you make a carbon lechatchila, no one can eat from this carbon. So your neder lechatchila, when you tell this animal should be any carbon, what carbon it is, no one can eat from it. No one can use it. So a neder was to everybody. After you shecht and you spray the blood, now it's everyone kind of can eat it. But let's say Yisrael can eat it, or let's say a tummy can eat it. It's no longer your neder. Your neder is finished because my neder was to everybody. So the moment that somebody can eat it, my neder ended. How come certain people cannot eat it? That's the Abish's dinim. Nothing to do with me. My neder, it was terminated the moment you spray the blood. So therefore, it doesn't bother me that a korban, even after spraying blood, has certain restrictions. Those restrictions don't come from my neder. Those restrictions are the Eibishas dinim. My neder asa to everybody. And the moment you remove the isa from everybody, even though the other serum, these other serum are new serum that came now. But after you spray blood, a new isa came on. Not, it's not a continuation of my neder.
Isn't that only if you go after the ikur, but if you go after the current status,
it's muta totally.
Lapoil, it's also
not because of my neder. I'm trying to say. My neder was that no one should eat from this animal because it's a carbon. Now that you spray the blood, certain people can eat from it. That means my neder is over. Certain other people cannot eat from it. That's not a continuation of my neder. That's a din. The Eibusha says, once you spray the blood, I'm going to throw some dinim on this meat. It's going to do with me. So that's not longer dabar ha-nodur. That's dabar ha-osr. So therefore, the Gemara's question was, if you say after the spraying the blood, there's nothing to talk about. So, yeah. The net is over. So we're saying, he says, zek kazeh. What do you mean? We're asking your mind, what did you mean, zek kazeh? Where the animal originated from, which is a neder, or is it current state, which is mutter? Says the Gemara, what's the shayla? In our Mishnah, in stanza number 2, it says, you said that this meat should be noiser. Right? This meat should be noiser. Now, noiser, as Yimi said before, is a dover asr. You cannot compare, if you want to make meat asr, you have to compare it to something else, which is a dover anodah, something which is permitted, and you made it asr, like a behemoth. Every behemoth, you make a carbon. It was mutter before you made it a carbon, and now you made a carbon. That's the true form of an edda. You're carrying the isa from the Eibush gave you a koyach to take an animal and make it a carbon. You can take that koyach and use it for anything and turn it into isa. So you need to be matvis but dover anodah. If you say that this meat should be like a shik chazer, nothing happened. Because you don't make chazer asr, the Eibush does. You can't do that. So when you, Amr just said, you said this meat should be noiser. Why is it another? Must be that we understood you meant not the noiser part, you meant the carbon, the fact that it's a carbon. You're talking about a carbon, you know, you said the word noiser. So clear, whenever you say the word, what do you mean? Be'ikare kamatvis. You're looking at the original. So what's the shayla if you have a piece of meat next to another piece of meat? After you spray the blood, who cares? That because that means the ikir. Fredding mother, ha noiser, or pigle, la'achaz, ikir's dummy moves, after it's dummy, obviously it's the ikir. Omelet of hunabre, I'm nothing. The noise of oila. We're talking about when you say noise is the noise of an oila. Now, before it became noise, was anybody able to eat from this oila? No. So it makes no difference before or after. So therefore, it makes no difference if you talk about kodi kamatvis or not. It's all the same issa. It's still us. Nothing changed. So therefore, that's why the isa, and you have the koyach to make an oila. Therefore, it's us. But you're right. Of another animal, maybe if you take a shlami, you say it should be like, and you have in front of your shlami, you say this should be like the noiser over here. Maybe take one we. If you said noiser of a shlami, it wouldn't have been a neder, because noiser is a davar aser. Mutter, that's right. So it's like boser achar zikah, same thing.
Does that mean he has to give this piece to kohen?
No, it's the exact same thing as bosak achazik, and we're saying before that's a shayla. Is it kibosa? Is it mutter? Because if it's now, it's mutter. No, nothing happened.
That's for noiven. It's not the gabi his neder though. This is a.
Oh, we're asking his neder. If he said like the oil, then if nothing, it's mutter right now. Who cares? It's mutter, so it's mutter as well. But if you say that you go be kara, it's a karm, the cause of the whole thing. Why does the Mishnah spell it out? Listen, why does Mishnah say the word noisa? Just say bosak achazik. Same bart. Don't say it's to be like Basra Ayla, which is also awesome to everybody. What do you have to throw in Noiser? Tell him, no, Noiser has a Chiddush. Loimah Boye Kama, you don't have to mention. Loimah Boye Basra Ayla, the Asa, the Bekarba Kamat, was definitely Ayla. If you say Ayla, who cares that it's awesome to everybody? You're talking about a carbon. You have a power to take an animal, ordinary animal, and turn it into an Ayla. So you take this meat and turn it into Asa. Oh, but the Chiddush is that Noiser or Pigle the Ayla Itzche. That's a Chiddush. Why? Sarah Mer thought, Ki Isa Noiser, Ki Isa Pigle. When you said the word Noiser, I would have thought you meant the Isa of Noiser. And what is it then if you attack a focus on the Isa of Noiser? Can you take an animal, a piece of meat, and say this should be like Noiser? No, that's called a Dover HaAsr. Nothing would happen. We have to teach Ein that even though you said the word Noiser, you didn't mean the Isa of Noiser, you meant the cause of the Noiser, which is the carbon. I want this meat to be also like a carbon. That's a Chiddush that we reinterpret your words to mean that. It's like you're trying to draw the koyach for something else, which is treif. Or aser, well, mitzvah is not aser. Kamash, I'll teach you that you could. Okay, continue tomorrow, mitzvah.